world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
Experience love on the air with WFHR and WIRI. Now through February 13th, tune in Monday through Friday for your chance to win an unforgettable Valentine experience. Romantic dinner for two, exclusive tickets to the Bachelors on Broadway show, a blissful couples massage, and a stunning gold bracelet. Make this Valentine's Day truly special by showering your loved one with exquisite gifts from our cherished locally owned businesses. All thanks to WFHR and WIRI. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to celebrate love on the air.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger hockey is on the air.
People have asked, why Wisconsin?
Oh, what a save with his glove hand!
And I said, because it is Wisconsin.
Shoots and scores! A shorty! Horvath to Lindmark!
Six straight wins against nationally ranked opponents.
Power play goal! 6.5 seconds left!
Yes, we want to hang banners in this building.
What a turnaround here in Madison!
Wisconsin.
Badger hockey is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. It's time to drop the puck and hit the ice. Now, here's the voice of Badger hockey, Brian Posick.
Quick trip lineup for Mike Hastings, Badgers, Tommy Scarfoni in goal, the senior from Montreal, a 9-11-3 record, 241 goals against, a 907 save percentage, three shutouts. Starting defenseman, Joe Palatichuk, the sophomore from Cottage Grove, Minnesota, two helpers in 20 games this season. Ben Dexheimer, the junior from Edina, has a goal in 16 points. Starting centerman, the freshman from Rochester Hills, Michigan, Gavin Morrissey, nine goals, 29 points in 29 games. Rylan Mosley averaging a point per game, 12 goals, 29 points for the fifth year forward from Arnprior, Ontario. And then Quinn Finley, sophomore from Suamico, in 29 games, 19 goals and 34 points for number 19, Quinn Finley. The referees, like last night, Brian Henkes and Tom DeLaFranco, Riley Bowles and Dan Cohen are the linesmen. The opening faceoff brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Start your day with thick, creamy, and all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Wisconsin, it's home white uniforms with a cardinal pants and helmet, gloves, numerals, and lettering. Wisconsin diagonally down the chest. Penn State navy blue with a familiar white helmet and the blue stripe, just like the football team. And the Badgers after the puck in their own zone, and Wisconsin's got it. Joe Palatichuk flings a headman pass to center off the stick of Mosley, and then played by Penn State down deep into the Wisconsin zone to our right. Penn State attacking the Badgers zone to our right, where Tommy Scarfoni's in goal. The Badgers skating to our left, where the big Russian Arseniy Sergeyev mans the posts for Penn State. Loose puck at center, gobbled up by Wisconsin's Finley. Right down the middle, trying to get through the defenseman. He lost the puck and then goes sliding into the cage, knees first. He's all right. Someone has broken his stick. That's the defenseman, Casey Ahmed. And now coming in on Wisconsin, Scarfoni hard to the net, Charlie Serrato. He got around the Badgers freshman defenseman, Logan Hensler, took it right to the hole, and Scarfoni with a big stop. Scoreless 59 seconds in, and now Penn State has iced the puck. Hensler's only 18 years old. He's got a lot of upside, but that time he was a little late on his pivot, and Serrato went hard to the net.
Two things. He made the poke check. If he makes that poke check successfully, that's great. But that's the disadvantage, and I know because I played on the offside all 4 years when I was here. Yeah. That's the disadvantage of a right-hander playing on the left side.
Logan Hensler, the freshman from Woodbury, Minnesota, team with Anthony Kerr, the fifth year from Winnipeg, both right and a defenseman. Hensler's on his offside. Kerr very good on his strong side. He was again last night, was Anthony Kerr, who's plus 11 so far this season. Puck played into the Wisconsin zone after the Badgers won the defensive zone faceoff, and Kerr now has it. Looks to his right and then mishandled the puck a little bit, taken by Tyson Dick. So Dick is playing center this evening with Jack Horbach on his left and Kyle Kukkonen on his right. And Dick after the puck in the offensive zone. Slowed by Simon Mack, their team captain, defenseman, Kukkonen in for support. Loose puck came free, low left. Horbach angles a pass out high. Long range shot by Jack Phelan, the freshman defenseman, was well off the mark. And now two players, one from each side, have their face masks entangled. Kyle Kukkonen for Wisconsin and Nicholas DeGraves for Penn State. The referee had to blow his whistle to stop play. Yeah, the cages just got connected and they couldn't separate from one another.
So they're standing there, and it's for all of you who went to high school prom, it's like when you're taking her up to the door, when you're taking your date up to the door.
Yeah.
An awkward position.
Zach Scholes and Jack Phelan paired defensively. Offensive zone faceoff for the Badgers, and it trickled to Sergeyev. Wisconsin went right to the net trying to
Tyson
get to the puck.
Tyson Dick tried to stab it a couple times. They took offense to that.
Yeah, but I'm fine with it. Get to the hole and keep going to the hole. Badgers last night, a lot of long-range shots. Mike Hastings calls it seconds and thirds, basically offensive rebounds, and they couldn't get to the puck. Dick on the faceoff. Good work by Kukkonen to keep it alive in the offensive zone. Now it's nudged out to center by Penn State. Deflects back to the Badgers line. Phelan goes D-D-D to Scholes. Wisconsin breaks out up the middle. Dick with it now. Veers off to his left across the line. Hands off to Kukkonen. Shovels it down to the corner. Dick moves it along to the right side corner. And Jack Horbach, who's met there by Penn State. The defenseman Nick Fascia, the freshman from Blackwood, New Jersey. Didn't play last night. In the lineup tonight, Palatichuk, left point, waddles a bit outside the circle, trying to make a move on Tyler Puckett. Palatichuk frees himself out high, sends it off the end boards. Kukkonen late getting to the puck. Dane Dowiak, left-handed left winger, gets to it, plays it to center, and then got a crushing check from Kukkonen. Badgers onside. Morrissey sauces to the corner. Finley goes to get it. Met there by the junior defenseman Jared Crespo from Seven Lakes, North Carolina. Sounds like a beautiful place.
Not a hockey name.
No. Here's Morrissey now trying to spin away from the pressure from Fascia. Got it off to Mosley, who moves in and sets a screen, basically. It freed Morrissey for a moment, then Gavin mishandled, and Penn State will come out of its own end. And the Sussex, Wisconsin native Keaton Peters will dump it in and head for a change. Top line out now for Penn State. Janiev, Lawback, and Fink left to right. Here's Morrissey. The centerman on the Badgers' top line. Oh, a little toe pull from the slot, and he went upstairs, and a right shoulder save. Now Finley open left circle. He shot it too high. Wisconsin looking to go upstairs early here, Ian.
Yeah, no question about it. And you also get into a situation where they haven't had that many turnovers in the entire game last night, and there's been three turnovers here in the last minute and a half that Wisconsin has had scoring opportunities.
Finley just cherry-picking a moment ago. Morrissey tried to hit him with a lob pass at center ice, but didn't get good wood on it. Penn State with control. Amon at the red line, met by a hit from Owen Lindmark. Steal by Penn State's Matt DeMarsico, and a wheeling backhand pass to the slot deflected out to center by the Badgers. Owen Mellenbacher with Lindmark and Adam Pietila on this fourth line for the Badgers. Pietila, the freshman from Heartland, Michigan. He catches at the red line, turns to his right, and dumps it in. Sergeyev, behind his cage, will paddle it to the far side. Two of his teammates, not aware he was sending it their way, and now Wisconsin unable to catch up to the puck, and the defenseman Simon Mack dumps and chases, but the Badgers go to get it. They'll break out now to Tassie near the Wisconsin bench across the way, rubbed off by Serrato. Puck back out to center. Little flip pass Serrato. The left-hander off to his left. Shoots one low. Easy pad save for Scarfoni. Behind the cage it goes. DeMarcuso falls down, and the Badgers have the puck. Here's Sawyer Scholl, moved up to the second line with Christian Fitzgerald and Simon Tassie. Got it across the line, but not deep. Fitzgerald comes over. Puck is free. Scholl with it now. Looking at Tassie. Backhand pass broken up by Crespo. Tassie open left wing. Scholl on his offside.
Yeah.
Really couldn't snap a shot off.
Couldn't get any wood on it, and he was also about to change.
Tassie out to Dexheimer. His shot goes off the stick of Scholl and high. Tyson Dick quickly after it on the near side wall. Sends it to the point of Palatichuk. Stutter step move. Redirect up high with a stick by Tassie. Knocked down by Sergeyev. And then Scholl got tripped up trying to get to the rebound. We play on. Here's Penn State looking to outlet the puck. Carson Dick for Nicholas DeGraves. Apparently DeGraves made contact at the red line, so no icing, and the Badgers go to get it as Penn State changed. About 5.5 minutes into the opening period, no score. Three shots for Wisconsin, two on goal for Penn State so far. Here's Dexheimer, headmans to Kukkonen, deflects into the attacking zone. After it, Lawback spins it around to the near side, and Fink, he protects. Nifty little outlet pass to Amon, who's rubbed off by Kukkonen. Fink trailing, got the puck, finds Lawback, off-balance shot left wing, blocked by Hensler. They throw it out to the right point. Amon cycles it down to the corner, out of the reach of Zhenyev, although he gets a feed down low from Fink, and his shot blocked. Where is it? It's loose to the far corner.
Yeah, it went up and hit the netting in the back and just dropped down. I think the only person on the ice that was able to see that was the referee, who saw it go by his head.
Nice play by Fink finding Zhenyev. Scarfoni may have gotten a piece of that shot by the 5'5" Brooklyn native. Zhenyev playing in his 134th career game. 31 goals and 83 points. D-Z-H-A-N-I-Y-E-V. Danny Zhenyev. They send out DeMarcico, Serrato, and Weebush now. J.J. Weebush, the Verona native. Big right-handed right winger. Former Sioux Falls Stampeder. Weebush, who has the puck at center ice, walks across the line, taps it far side. Serrato, give and go with Weebush, and that pass over his stick. Weebush tracked it down in the corner. Between the legs, centering pass right to Wisconsin's Mosley, to Morrissey. He fires it ahead for Finley. No icing because Finley has the speed to beat Mack to the hash marks, and he did. Badgers trying to retrieve in the offensive zone, but Serrato's got it for Penn State. Whips it around the boards. Weebush now protects, turns and faces center ice. Instead, taps it back to Mack as the Badgers had left their zone to touch up. 13:15 to go in the first period. No score. And now Serrato will send it in, and Ben Dexheimer goes to get it. Dexheimer's had a rough go last four games. He's minus -8. Turnover by Wisconsin's Lindmark. Put it right on the stick of Peters. Out to the point they go. Here's Crespo now. Long-range shot blocked by Mellenbacher. Off the end boards. Ricochet to the left of Scarfoni. He got a piece of it, and there was Mellenbacher to pick up the puck. And now Palatichuk has it for the Badgers, trying to settle things down a little bit. He's hogtied back behind the net by Doiak, fell down, lost possession, and now the puck kicked to the corner. Mellenbacher after it, got a piece of it. Lindmark with it, able to chip it out towards center ice, got the job done.
They hemmed this line in pretty well.
Yep.
Time for a change for both. Hopefully a little more energy comes out in this shift.
Scholl and Tassie and Fitzgerald now, the Badgers forward line, and Wisconsin back in its own end. Hensler waiting for Anthony Kerr to join him at the blue line. 1-3-1, token forechecking pressure for Penn State. Badgers get it up to the red line, and in pursuit is Scholl. Tied up by Dylan Lugris. Fitzgerald able to knock it to the corner, but to the stick of DeGraves. A dangerous pass to the middle of the ice of the Penn State zone off of body, and now the Nittany Lions have it. Right wing pass, the defenseman Amon, drop off for Lugris, and a long range shot sticked aside by Scarfoni to the far glass.
Like off the knob of his stick.
Now here's Hensler. Protecting the puck, turned into pressure, but gets some assistance from Anthony Kerr. Skates it up the far wing wall, and there's Sawyer Scholl, and he'll golf it in. 11:30 left here in the first, no score. Shots on goal now 5-3 in favor of the Nittany Lions. Off the right wing, here's a chance. Oh, Botterill on a rebound, stopped by Sergeyev. Kukkonen from the far wing, Ian, just turned and fired. On goal, tough angled shot. Sergeyev made the stop, but he left a big juicy rebound for the freshman Botterill.
Yeah, and Botterill, first shift of the period. You know, we're 11 and a half left here, so 8.5 into the period. That's the first shift that Botterill's had, and I bet he wishes he could just break the dirt off of his hands after he got that puck.
Botterill, the last Badger to score. He scored at Minnesota a week ago tonight with an extra attacker. Made it a 3-1 game. Wisconsin eventually lost 4-1. Wisconsin shut out last night by Penn State 2-0. And Badgers had won 7 in a row. Oh, here's a snapshot by Botterill as he gained the line. That went wide. I think the defenseman Christensen got his stick in the way. Right wing pass, Fink across the Badger line, turning, handing off, Lawback. Topol shot, hit the chest of Scarfoni, then he covers. Oh, Tommy came out top of his crease there, Ian, and just stood tall and took that shot from Lawback and then covered it up.
Yeah, the initial setup by Fink was something to be put into a hockey school training table. He pulls the guy with him, does the 360. Lawback pulls it back, gets the defenseman to commit and go down, and pow, he doesn't have much to shoot at.
Yep.
But that's textbook hockey right there.
Reese Lawback, a Minnesota State commit, actually committed to Mike Hastings and associate head coach Todd Canott when both were in Mankato. But when they came to Madison, Laubach went to State College, much like Aiden Fink, who originally committed to Tony Granato's Badgers. And then when Tony was dismissed and Hastings came here, Fink, oh, here's a steal by Finley as Sergeyev coughed it up behind his own net, late getting back between the posts, and a wheeling centering pass by Finley. No one in front of the net for Wisconsin. Badgers after it, and they come out of their own end. Morrissey fights through a hook. Right wing now, it's Mosley, and he lost it in traffic, but taken back by the Badgers. Mosley tap pass slot for Finley, broken up by Penn State. Now Fink elected to go to State College. When Mike Hastings came here, Mike and Fink had a few conversations about remaining a Badger, but wasn't meant to be, apparently. And Fink has had a pretty good career in State College. 73 points, 35 goals, and 61 collegiate games.
Yeah, I don't think he – I think any place that he would have decided to go, he would have been a success. He's just that type of a player.
He's a good one. And so Laubach, for that matter, too. He's got 45 points, 21 goals, and 58 collegiate games. No score here. A little over halfway through the first period at the Kohl Center. Pietila, Mellenbacher, Lindmark on the ice. Good hit by Lindmark on Amon. Puck loose at neutral ice. Logan Hensler's got it. Edmans to Lindmark. Directs it into the corner. Hensler got clobbered, and a penalty coming up on Penn State. I'm not sure Logan saw it coming. He got hit pretty hard after he released the pass to Lindmark, and a penalty on the Nittany Lions. Badgers will get a Kunis power play when we come back after this one-minute break. No score here in Madison. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance. From the volleyball court to the hockey rink, every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Wisconsin Badger Hockey brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud partner of UW Athletics. At least a two-minute minor to Keaton Peters for head contact. Yep, just a two-minute minor on Peters for head contact. So Wisconsin will get a Kunis power play. Last night, the Badgers were 0 for 4 on the power play in 11 minutes, only 6 shots on goal. That, most of it, minus Rylan Mosley, who plays in that bumper spot where he can move the puck or shoot the puck, and he's been very effective in that man advantage situation.
He just seems to own the slot. He moves from one side to the other. He goes in, he comes out, he goes left, he goes right. And wherever he goes, he's got puck magnetism because it eventually ends up on his stick.
Penn State's allowed 20 power play goals and 69 chances against in Big Ten play, under 70%. Badgers win the faceoff. Morrissey with it left wing. Point man is Dexheimer. An umbrella power play for the Badgers per usual. Finley now to the right wing. Mosley with a shot, a one-timer. Almost snuck it through the pads of Sergeyev, but he closed the door quickly and able to cover for another faceoff. Minute 47 to go on the power play, but the Badgers got a pretty quick shot that time. Tassi in front of the net, Miner tried to take his eyes away, but didn't work.
But I also look at the difference in, like, say, Michigan and here in Penn State. Tassi took a whack at it, went right out to the goaltender. And had that happened against Michigan like 2 weeks ago, there would have been bedlam in front of the net.
Wisconsin wins the faceoff again. Left wing, it's Finley. Pressured a bit by Puckett. Out to the point. Dexheimer back to Finley. 19 goals for number 19. Here's Dexheimer looking right wing to Morrissey. Dexheimer, one-time blast, got through. Sergeyev with the save. Rebound is there underneath the goaltender. He just sits down to cover. And in the process, Simon Tassi was upended just on top of the crease.
looking for any rebounds that could be had, and Tassie remains down, but
did you see what he just did? You know where the puck was?
Underneath Simon?
Yes, in his pant leg. So he's laying there on his back. He takes his glove off and hands the puck to the referee. That was pretty cool.
It looked like the shot from Dexheimer actually hit Tassie in the hip. It was caught up in his hockey pants. By the way, Cody Laskowski, if we hadn't mentioned it already, returned to the lineup last night after missing five games with a lower body injury. Played pretty well last night, but sore today, so not in the lineup tonight. Here's Mosley stick handling with the puck while choking up on his stick. That was odd.
Yeah, he took the draw that way.
But he moved it over to Finley. He kept it that way, too, and now a shot straight on by Finley off the stick of Puckett and up into the mesh, stopping play.
It's interesting to me when I was coming into the game today, the number 27, Cade Christensen, and number 18, Aiden Fink, were happened to go down the stairs with me. And I said, 27, 18? And they look at me and they go, yeah. And I said, don't worry. Even though I'm from Wisconsin, I stroked you guys pretty good last night. And Aiden Fink goes, why? And I said, because you're from Calgary. And that was just it. Christensen looked at me and he goes, did you not do good for me because I'm from Edmonton? I go, case closed. And you're good kids.
Penn State won the defensive zone faceoff and cleared, and now the Badgers having some issues getting out of their own end. Finally, they do. Fitzgerald at the line, sends it in, gives chase, tried to whack it to the near corner, unable to do so, but it's loose, and Wisconsin's Tyson Dick now has it. Throws a pass to Fitzgerald in tight quarters. Hands back to Dick, who turns and looks at the net. Now out to the point. Ensler, his shot. Oh, redirected by Wisconsin's Kukkonen. Picks up the loose puck and scores! Kyle Kukkonen got his own rebound. Power play goal. Wisconsin has the lead in the opening period.
And it's the first time we've been able to say that this weekend. They are up 1-0. Power play special teams becomes an important factor. 11:57, the time of the goal, and it will be recorded as a power play goal. There wasn't very much time left on the penalty that had originally been given out. But again, this unit of the power play, all they do is shoot, look for rebounds, look for deflections. The other unit of the power play tries to set it up much more diligently for cross-ice passes, all the rest of this stuff. But I'm pretty sure that Hensler is told, if you see three guys standing in front of the net, shoot it their way.
Kyle Kukkonen, first goal in 11 games. Kukkonen lights the lamp, a power play goal at 11:57 from Logan Hensler. And so the Badgers on top, 1-0. Penn State back at full strength. They've got the puck. Topo left wing, Matt DeMarsico. His shot blocked and ricochets out to center ice. Kukkonen from Dick and Hensler.
It's good to see Tyson get rewarded for something.
Yeah, Tyson Dick, who turned 21 on Thursday, played well last night, had four shots on goal, a couple of grade A chances, unable to convert. Tonight, starting off well again, centering the Badgers' third line after playing wing for the last several weeks, and very active here tonight. Gets the primary assist on Kukkonen's goal at 11:57. Badgers have the puck. Tassie out to the left point. Scholes goes D to D. It's Jack Phelan. Pressured a bit and lost the handle to Geniev. A wild pass out to center trying to spring Fink. But Fitzgerald read the play and took it away. Bouncing puck. Oh, Tassie. Fitzgerald almost picked it up loose. Now he's got it slot. Far side Scholl. No place to shoot. Hands back. Phelan. His shot blocked by Laubach. Tap pass to Laubach from Fink. Penn State comes the other way, gains the Badgers line, and scoops it in.
That one's got to hurt.
6:35 to go on the first. 1-0 Wisconsin. Badgers take the puck and break out. Scholl off to his left, across the line, looking, shooting one. It went off the skate of Crespo, ricocheted to the far wall. Penn State the other way, 3-on-2 potentially. Phelan hustling back, trying to make it a 3-on-3. Give and go, far side shot by Carson Dick of Penn State, blocked by Wisconsin.
Stay with him, Jack. Thank you.
Now Dick, a wheeling pass to the middle of the ice off a stick, and Wisconsin's Lindmark able to gather it in. Got spun around at center ice looking for a penalty. Nothing called. And the Badgers dump it down in with 6 minutes left on the first period clock. 1-0 Badgers. Kukkonen from Tyson Dick and Hensler on the power play.
Big motivator. Well, after pace the last two shifts has been significantly much better in favor for the Badgers after that
quote-unquote motivational power play.
Yeah. Well, again, 0 for 4 on the man advantage last night. Looked out of sync with Ryland Mosley, ejected early in the first period. But here tonight, they convert on their first chance, and Penn State takes a lot of penalties. Wisconsin should get a few more cracks at it here this evening. Puck bounces around at center ice. Dowiak goes to get it. He took a pretty good check from Horbach. The defenseman struggles initially to clear the zone. Now it's Dowiak with it. Sweeps a pass to Puckett. Far side, there's Jack Horbach, much smaller than the 6'3", 215-pound Puckett. Now a turnover. Amon with a shot. Sliding save made by Scarfoni going to his left. And now Horbach and Puckett still tied up over in the far corner.
Puckett gave him like 9 shots in the back of the head.
Referees had to get over there and separate those two. But all of a sudden, Penn State sprung the puck off the wall and had a kind of a 2-on-1, 2-on-2 in front of the Badgers' net. But Scarfoni, look at Ian on that replay. Tommy's 3 feet outside the crease, cutting down those angles.
I was kind of watching the punch fest in the corner.
Yeah.
A little more than I was to
that
play in front of the net.
More your speed, right?
Yep. Good job, Jack.
Face off to the left of Scarfoni. 8-7 shots on goal in favor of Wisconsin. Badgers lead the game 1-0. Off the draw, Christensen through traffic scores. Cade Christensen, his first collegiate goal, the freshman from Edmonton, allows Penn State to pull even.
Well, I shouldn't have told him that he played well last night. He's a very large man, and as a freshman, I mean, he's a 19-year-old freshman, I guess, if you want to call it that, but at 6'3", 190 pounds, that puck came free. No one from the Badgers was able to penetrate to get out to try and block that shot. And when they did, it was more, they were acting more as a screen than they were as blockers.
Cade Christensen with his first collegiate goal. Penn State has pulled even here in Madison. The vibes were good in this building for a little while, but Christensen, who played at Sherwood Park in the Alberta Junior League last season, lights the lamp at 14:58. Give Charlie Serrato the lone assist for winning the faceoff, and so it's a 1-1 game. Badgers send out Finley, Morrissey, and Mosley again. Christensen holding on to Finley. No penalty, although the crowd certainly wanted one. Puck loose in the Penn State zone and then flipped ahead to the Wisconsin end. Serrato after it down in the right corner. Kerr will meet him there. He'll check him into the end boards. Puck came free for a moment. Anthony had it on his stick. Now it's taken away. Centering pass by DeMarsico. Intercepted by the Badgers. Chipped out of harm's way and now out to center ice it comes. 4:10 to go in the first. Here's Crespo. Long-range shot into the breadbasket of Scarfoni. He gloves it and hangs on. A 1-1 game here in Madison. Badger hockey brought to you by Menards, a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics. And Menards reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. Face off to Scarfoni's left. Penn State's won 8 of 15 draws, make it 8 of 16 now as Wisconsin wins this faceoff. Tassi on side, but Palatichuk's pass caught him off guard, and the Badgers were offside, so they regained possession and touch up, and now here's Wisconsin's Botterill. He had a good look earlier in the game on a rebound attempt. Botterill, nice pass slot. Oh, Dexheimer shot blocked in front by Crespo. Good feed by Botterill, and then Dexheimer read the play, came right down the middle.
Beautiful offensive play by the defenseman, but more importantly by Botterill, who came off the boards and found the open man.
Fink left point now to Amon. He'll scoop it off the glass, hit a stanchion there, and ricocheted to the circle. Palatichuk picked it up and banked it ahead. Not strongly enough for icing. Penn State back to get it. Nicholas DeGraves now. Skates into the Wisconsin zone. Hands off to Fink. Looking, shooting. His shot blocked by Pietila. Fink then tried to duck around Pietila, who went to get the puck. Badgers unable to clear. Fink with it behind the net. Skates into the far corner. Hogtied down by Dexheimer from behind. No penalty called. Up ahead we come. Now Mellenbacher skates into the attacking zone. He got spun around and fell down. Fans wanted a penalty here. Nothing called. Lindmark getting physical with Amon. Puck free for Mellenbacher. Chipped it ahead for himself. Slowed by Carter Shade, the junior defenseman from Mars, Pennsylvania. And now out to center, and Peters has it, and he threw it away right to the stick of Jack Phelan. 2.5 minutes to go in the first. 1-1 game. Kukkonen scores on a power play for the Badgers. And then Christensen, the defenseman, even strength with about 5 minutes left in the period. Here's Carson Dick. Rink-wide pass for Shade. Gains the red line and sends it in. Scarfoni moved it far side to Hensler. He's met immediately by Peters. Took a tumble. The puck slides out near the blue line. Horbach can't reach it. Now Hensler knocks down Peters. So what goes around comes around there. And now the Badgers do have the puck. 2 minutes to go in the period. Horbach at the red line. Hands it off to Dick. Badgers offside. Whistle blows. Stopping play. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today. 1-1 game here in Madison. 2 minutes left in the period.
Yeah, the last 5 minutes, 4 minutes, I should say, 4 or 5 minutes here in this period. Interesting what Guy Gadowski does. He goes one line, and then he comes back with Fink's line, and then he goes another line, and then he comes back with Fink's line. Doesn't want to be down 2-0, Buffer, to say the least. And now that it's 1-1, he'll probably go back to a four-line rotation.
Serrato out there from Falston, Maryland. Actually, teammates with Botterill and Pietola with the Youngstown Phantoms in the USHL a year ago. Charlie Serrato plays with an edge to his game, the left-handed centerman. 6'1", about 200 pounds. Their best faceoff man. He's also the most penalized Penn State player. 14 penalties for 42 minutes this season. Badgers break out. Care to Mosley. Mosley off to his left across the line. Slow-moving pass to Finley. He lifted his head and fanned at his shot attempt. And now Amon after it, and he releases a pass to DeMarsico, who cuts to the middle of the ice. DeMarsico walks through, around Pallotta. Chuck hands off to Weebush, and he whistled one wide. And now Tassi goes to protect, but immediately on him was DeMarsico. Although Tassi gets it back, and now a penalty coming up on the Badgers. Gavin Morrissey, he just interfered with Weebush, as Weebush was in pursuit of Wisconsin's Tassi, and Morrissey wiped him out. 1:11 to go in the period. The Badgers shorthanded for the first time tonight.
Yeah, they'll be shorthanded, and I think they'll call it a boarding. Oh, it is interference. Thought maybe it would be a boarding because he went a little extra zealous when he put him into the boards. Tassi had a clear shot out of the zone as a result of it, but the end result is Badgers down one man with exactly 1:11. Ones are wild up on the board, remaining here in the first period.
Wisconsin's penalty kill last night, very good. 11 minutes shorthanded, allowed only 5 shots on goal, went 4-for-4, up to 82% on the PK this season, and the best in the Big Ten this year as well. Faceoff to the right of Scarfoni, power play for Penn State. They're clicking at about 20% or so, and the faceoff won by the Badgers to the stick of Owen Lindmark. Off to his left, trying to get around the defenseman. Cuts in, got a backhander off, stopped by Sergiev. Puck ricochet to the slot, but the Nittany Lions there. Here's Laubach now, gain the line. They're onside. From behind, Lindmark slowed Laubach's progress, but then he found Mack with a blast from the left point, missed the net off the end boards. And now from behind by Anthony Kerr.
And he's going to take it.
Yep, a penalty coming up on the Badgers' alternate captain as Aiden Fink was in the near corner and turned his back on Kerr, had his head down, and Kerr met him and knocked him into the end boards. It appears Fink is okay.
Put himself in a very dangerous position to
do that.
Who knows whether he did that on.
He looked over his right shoulder, and assuming he saw the presence of Kerr, Anthony tried to slow down a little bit, but then he hit him right in the lower back and knocked him into the sideboards. He didn't go head first into the wall, but he went shoulder first, a dangerous play, and Kerr gets the box at 19-17. So Penn State has an extended 5-on-3 power play here in the latter part of the first period, trying to take the lead. It'll last for about 90 seconds. Genevieve low right, out to Serrato, top of the right circle. Now to Fink, left ring, stick handling and looking to the goal line, Laubach. Now Serrato at the dot, back to Laubach. DeMarsico trying to get room. Genevieve now, Laubach, left wing, Serrato to Fink. Bobble the puck a little bit. Down low, right, Janiev again. Walks in towards Scarfoni and fired one right off his face mask. Law back after the puck. 8 seconds to go in the period. 5-on-3 power play for Penn State. Fink settles it down. Throws it low. In front to Marsico. Stopped by Scarfoni. Puck ricocheted out high. Serrano couldn't settle it down, and the horn sounds, ending the period.
Woo. A lot of intense action down low. I was a little bit surprised at how Penn State didn't try and take the shot from up top with the three people down in front that are pretty good rebound people and pretty good deflecting people and pretty good, interference people or whatever it was. Every shot that they tried to take was a cross-ice pass and a tip-in, and for whatever apparent reason, none of them went in. Bucky will take it.
Badgers still have 49 seconds to kill off on a 5-on-3 power play for Penn State. It's 1-1 after one period here in Madison. Back in 1 minute, this is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Saving money on Menards' great selection of automotive products. Goodyear Reveal Wiper Blades have an all-metal frame for added durability. Their blades feature a precision-cut wiping element to ensure your windshield is streak-free. Plus, they're easy to install using a pre-attached universal adapter that fits most vehicles. Pick up Goodyear Wiper Blades on sale now through February 9th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems and ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Well, pretty entertaining opening period here tonight between Wisconsin and Penn State after the Nittany Lions 2-0 win last evening. Both teams put the puck in the back of the net. Kyle Kukkonen with a power play goal at 11:57 from Tyson Dick and Logan Hensler for Kukkonen, his 8th goal of the season. Badgers up 1-0. About 3 minutes later, though, defenseman Kate Christensen beat Tommy Scarfoni from long range at 14:58. Christensen's first goal of the season, lone assist to centerman Charlie Serrato, 1-1. Badgers converted on their lone power play in the first, and then Gavin Morrissey took an interference penalty late in the opening period. Anthony Kerr followed about 28 seconds later with a checking from behind, so Penn State with a 5-on-3. Badgers have killed off 40 seconds or so of the 5-on-3, but still have 49 seconds left when the second period starts. But I guess on the bright side of things, Ian, the Badgers scored a goal for the first time in six
periods.
Time. Yeah.
In a long time, yeah. And it was a good goal. It's not a quote-unquote lucky, fluky, whatever kind of goal you want to call it. But the fact of the matter being is that it was important for them to get on the board. They came out with some renewed vigor, renewed enthusiasm in the first period, and they got rewarded for it. That's the thing that gets me the best, is that you get rewarded. You forced a player to pull you down. It's a power play goal for Kukkonen, but it was all that traffic in front and all that scrambling around that Kukkonen ended up finding the puck and putting it in the net. Those things they work marvels for the attitude of the team when they see a person like Kukkonen get in there and get dirty and get a rebound goal. Everything seems to just elevate itself mentally.
First goal in 11 games for Kyle Kukkonen. It's Wisconsin 1, Penn State 1. The American Family Insurance First Intermission Report is upcoming. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
The countdown to savings is on at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Athletics.
Elsewhere in the Big Ten tonight, Ohio State has opened a 3-1 lead at Notre Dame after two periods. Buckeyes going for a sweep. Wisconsin will play at Ohio State next weekend, Friday night, puck drop at 6, and then Saturday night, 7:30. Both games on the Badger Sports Network and the Varsity Network app. And Michigan trying to go for a sweep tonight against first-place Michigan State. They'll meet at Little Caesars Arena, home of the Detroit Red Wings, after the Wolverines beat the Spartans in East Lansing last night, 2-1. Here, Wisconsin and Penn State tied at 1. We'll take a 90-second break. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Jerry?
Yes, honey.
Ooh, don't you think... Jerry!
I know. I'm calling Cleary.
You know, sometimes DIY means don't involve yourself. You can still have the building of your dreams. Just let the amazing team at Clary do the work we love. Clary Building Corp, stopping do-it-yourselfers from injuring themselves since 1978.
The Kohl Center, Camp Randall, the Fieldhouse. This is where the magic happens, where the best players lead with passion, fight with power, and win with exceptional performance. And now it's time we add another house to our Badger community. Meet Madison's newest powerhouse player, UW Health East Park Medical Center, home of top doctors and advanced treatments, all under one roof. So no matter the opponent, we're the place to defeat it. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hey Badger fans, it's Matt's Matt for Brewpub Lots of Matzah Pizza. Basketball season is here, and there's nothing that beats sitting and listening to a Badger game while enjoying a delicious Brewpub pizza. Every game-winning shot and every sweet alley-oop deserves a pizza that's just as amazing. And you'll find that in a Brewpub Lots of Matzah Pizza. Loaded with high-quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, Brewpub pizzas are a swish of delish. Snag one today from your local grocery store or during home games in the concession stand at the Kohl Center.
This is the American Family Insurance First Intermission Report. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly, American Family Insurance. The start of the second period, Ian, could be a very important portion of this hockey game. Penn State with a 5-on-3 power play for 49 seconds. You liked how Wisconsin defended at the end of the first period. You expecting Penn State maybe to make some adjustments because you thought they played too far below the goal line. Why not?
Yeah, Guy Gadowski is going to make some changes. There's no question about that. But I think on the reverse part of that, I think that at the last part of the first period when they got caught, when Lindmark was getting tired, I got a feeling that they're going to start keying on whoever the one forward is that the Badgers put out, because they just can't go a minute and 17 seconds in your defensive zone. That's very tiring.
So the Badgers shorthanded to start the second period of play. By the way, on Kyle Kukkonen's power play goal at 11:57, they've given the primary assist to Owen Lindmark, secondary to Logan Hensler. So Kukkonen from Lindmark and Hensler. And for the captain, Lindmark's first point in 9 games. Badgers 1, Penn State 1. Second period's coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers.
Looking at the road that was laid before me.
From civil rights to business.
Food and like food trucks is just like a cool atmosphere.
Science to music.
Speaking of which, this is why I spit. Express sentiment, a lot of cats on here.
I'm Terry Barr, inviting you to join us right here for inspiring stories all month long. There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's in the Ad Council.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. And by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. It's time to drop the puck for the second period.
Ian Perrin here at the Kohl Center. Badgers skating left to right here to start the second period. Shorthanded, 2 men, a 5-on-3 power play for Penn State for the first 49 seconds. Owen Lindmark is the forward on this penalty kill with Joe Palatichuk and Zach Scholes. Penn State wins the faceoff. DeMarcico gains the line, looking back pass to the point, Geniev, and they easily set up on their power play. Serrato working the right wing. Left wing, it's Aiden Fink, the 20-goal scorer. Serrato's got 11. Third among freshmen in the Big Ten. And a wheeling play to Fink, who fanned the shot. Here's a potential break, shorthanded for Owen Lindmark. Hustling after him, Lawback lifts his stick. Backhand shot. Oh, and Sergeyev came up with a big stop.
That was all he could do to get that shot off because he was being hounded from behind.
Hounded and hacked by Lawback. And now Fink, right wing, it's Serrato. 13 seconds left on Penn State's 5-on-3. And a blast from the right wing. No, Geniev fanned on it. Now Fink, slot, near side, Lawback. Great block shot by Wisconsin defenseman Jack Phelan.
And
then he shoves down Fink on the near side. Loose puck. It slides back behind the net. Zach Scholes defending against DeMarcico.
One
Geniev
man down.
Geniev as well. The Badgers get one man out of the box. That's Gavin Morrissey. Lindmark, a long shift for him. He worked the puck to Morrissey. He clears. Quite an effort by the captain, Owen Lindmark.
Yeah, and Jack Phelan is hurting. That was a hard shot, and he stepped right in front of it.
The Badgers about to kill off Kerr's penalty, and Wisconsin back at full strength. Good check by Palatichuk to slow the progress of Shade. Badgers back at full strength as they kill off the 1 minute and 32 seconds of 5-on-3 hockey, and then the final 28 seconds of the 5-on-4. Wisconsin's penalty kill, 32 for 35 over the last 19 games. Wisconsin takes the puck out of its own end. Dexheimer outlets to Fitzgerald. He didn't gain the red line, but they'll wash out icing. Sergeyev paddles the puck to the far side, and Amon back behind the net. Fitzgerald applying pressure. Down the wall comes Phelan, who's recovered from that blocked shot. Kukkonen slides a pass to Fitzgerald. Now Dick, he turns and shoots right into the left shoulder of Sergeyev. Dropped it to his lap and covers. And now some pushing afterwards between Fitzgerald and their defenseman, Casey Amon.
I got a feeling that Christian is due for one of these.
They're going to take both of them.
He doesn't mind.
Christian Fitzgerald, the junior from Coquitlam, British Columbia, in his 105th collegiate game, will take a seat. Amon as well for Penn State. Both guys, 2 minutes for roughing.
Matching roughing minors,
says the referee. And that being Brian Hanks. So coincidental minors at 2:02. Face off in the Penn State zone.
4-on-4, I'm not sure who this favors. I think if you have Quinn Finley and maybe Morrissey or Mosley, probably favors you in the speed department.
Finley's out there. Tyson Dick took the draw, won it to the left point. Anthony Kerr trying to stick handle and carry it to the net, lost it. Simon Mack picks it up for Penn State, flips it to the near side, and Jania.
Morrissey was out there for quite an extended time on that penalty kill and then back to the even strength. So got to find somebody to put with Tyson, or with Quinn, excuse me.
Here's Fink ahead to Mack, pass to the right wing, actually wanted to get it to Jania, but didn't have anything on it, so he chased it down itself over on the right wing wall. Defended nicely by Palatichuk, who's in a battle and accidentally swept the puck towards the Badgers' goal mouth. And Scarfone, paying attention, able to stop it with his stick and then cover. Face off to come in the Wisconsin zone. 83 seconds left in the matching minors to Fitzgerald and Amon, skating 4-on-4 here in Madison. A 1-1 game between Wisconsin and Penn State.
To take a positive out of that errant pass that tried to go out in front, Tyson Dick was right on the guy from Penn State. In front of the net. Nothing was going to happen. Good play.
Face off to the left of Scarfone. Still loose in the circle. Morrissey goes to get it and looks back left and swings it behind the net for Dexheimer, playing keep away from DeMarzico. Now he finds himself in trouble. Ensler and DeMarzico give chase, and DeMarzico throws the puck out to the blue line. Good catch by Shade, but can't hold the zone, and Penn State will touch up.
It's very seldom that you see a forward from the visiting team go behind the net to try and make that turnover.
Oh, here's Serrato as he gains the line and tried to use one of the Badgers as a screen. Fired a puck that Scarfone saw all the way and made the stop and hung on. 16:49 left in the second, a 1-1 game, playing 4-on-4 for another 51 seconds.
You know, I didn't know much about Serrato coming into this series, but he has 22 points, 11 goals, 11 assists.
Yep.
But it's plays like that, he reminds me so much of Morrissey. Get the shot on net, get it into the zone, create a turnover.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, again, played in Youngstown in the USHL a year ago. 11 goals. Second most among Big Ten freshmen. Michael Hage for Michigan has 12. Gavin Morrissey close. He's got 9. Here's Dick across the line and fires one. Missed the net. Off the inboards. Tried to tuck it through the 5-hole. Got it back after Sergeyev stopped that too. And now the puck goes wobbling out by the blue line. Kerr, instead of being aggressive and going to the puck, he elected to backpedal to make sure there was no odd man rush. Good play, because Wisconsin now has the possession. Cross the line, Finley. Skate move on the right wing. Quinn Finley held scoreless the last 3 games, which has been a rare occurrence this season. The Badgers will just rag the puck a bit as The coincidental minors will expire in just a matter of moments. Here comes Owen Lindmark up the ice to our right, across the line, drop pass Fitzgerald, fresh out of the box, shoots one, and a glove save for Sergeyev, and he hangs on.
Did everything right except put it in the net. He's going from his right to his left. The goaltender has to come back to make that save. Good play by Sergeyev. Good play by Christian Fitzgerald.
Faceoff inside the Penn State zone. Fitzgerald will remain on the ice, now joined by Ryan Botterill and Jack Horbach with Kerr and Hensler, the defensive pair. Penn State sends out its fourth line of Dane Doiak, Keaton Peters, and Tyler Puckett. Puckett, the big red right-hander, tried to force a pass, and he turned it over. Horbach with it in the slot. Good defensive recovery that time by the freshman defenseman Nick Fascia, cutting off Horbach, who looked like he had a clear lane to shoot in the high slot. Botterill with a steal, tried to wrap it around Sergeyev, protecting the near post. Now Botterill gets some support from Horbach. Got it to Botterill. Out to the left point now. Backpedaling Hensler near the blue line. Leaves it off to Kerr. Stops. Shoots. And it went through traffic. Hits something and ricocheted to the corner. And now Doiak calmly scoops it out to center. Badgers getting some offensive looks here. Shots on goal 13-12 in favor of Wisconsin. Still 1-1. Now Fitzgerald on the attack. Off-balance shot saved by Sergeyev and pitched out of harm's way by Penn State. Back to neutral ice.
It's been good offensive pressure. They come out of the zone, and they're going right back in.
Here's Palatichuk, headmans Fitzgerald. Kukkonen sidesteps one man off to his right. Fires one, blocked shot by the sliding defenseman Shade. And now here comes DeMarsico. Hands off to Serrato. Can't get around three Badgers, but left the puck for Shade. Off-balance shot from the right circle by the defenseman into the body of the kneeling Scarfoni, who made the stop and gave up no rebound. 1-1 game, 14:42 left in period number two.
It's been entertaining, I will admit that.
A lot better than last 1-1, night, right?
The lack of penalties has been very appealing to me. As a spectator, I would be very appealing to it.
Yep.
But the breakneck end-to-end pace where you're getting a shot and then there's a turnover and they're coming back just as hard as they went in, that's so appealing to me as a coach.
Morrissey to take the faceoff. Mosley and Finley with him. Dexheimer and Palatichuk, they kick Law back out of the faceoff circle. He's about 50% in the ring. They bring in Janiev, and he lost the draw, and the Badgers have possession behind their own net. Dexheimer pressured by a pair of Nittany Lions, and his pass far side to Palatichuk misfired out to center, and now a battle ensues right by the Penn State bench across the way. Finley shoving one man in the back. Janiev comes out of there with it. He backpedals to his own line with Morrissey staying right on him like glue.
Oof.
Dangerous pass to the defenseman Shade. Slow moving with Finley lurking, and then Shade's pass went off a stick and out of play. 14:15 left in the second, a 1-1 game. Kukkonen a power play goal for the Badgers. Christensen an even strength goal for the Lions.
I'll reiterate, Danny Genioff was one of the featured people on the Big Ten Network last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, what a story.
Very, very well done by BTN. Faceoff to Sergeyev's right. Morrissey leans in against DeGraves. Badgers won the faceoff. Phelan out at the blue line is shot off a stick. Morrissey tried to pick it up. Instead, it sliced to Finley. Turnaround shot off the end board. Sergeyev tried to play it off the backboards and fell into the far post. He gets back quickly on his skates. He was way off balance that time, waiting for the ricochet to pop to his right. Now the Badgers with the puck. Morrissey gave it up. Look out to Graves with a chance. Scarfoni protecting the near post. Behind the net to Graves, defended by Phelan. He runs into Scholes, and that gives Wisconsin a chance to get to the loose biscuit, and Morrissey scoops it out to center. 1-1 game, 13:38 left in the second. Pass right wing to Graves, shot off the stick of Scholes and out of play. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Along with Toronto Maple Leafs fan Ian Perrin, I'm Brian Posick. Ian brought his Maple Leafs socks with him tonight. Didn't wear them. He just brought them.
In case I have to.
Okay. All right. Here's a long-range shot by the defenseman Crespo off a body or two. Penn State holds. Geniev walking in, and they score. Geniev got a fortunate bounce, went walking in low left, and then cutting to the net was Reese Laubach, and he beat Scarfoni, and Penn State's got the lead 2-1.
6:36, the time of the goal, and that was kind of a bing-bang. When we see it on the replay, there's a deflection, then there's a rebound out in front, and Laubach just stands there. I mean, he's not going anyplace. He's got two wingers that can really do a good job in the corners for him. He just stands there and shoots it in the open net.
Laubach, his second goal of the weekend, his 12th this season at 6:36 from Danny Geniev, and the Badgers find themselves down a goal here in the second. Oh, they win the faceoff. Crespo with a blast from the right point. Fought off by Scarfoni. Bounces out by the Penn State line. And then Wisconsin's Tassie got clobbered as he dumped it down in. Penn State throws it back to center. Anthony Kerr goes to get it. Edmans to Dick. Now to Tassie. Tried to get it deep. And he did, and then Tassie knocked down by Crespo. Taken away by Dick, a flip pass with a backhand intended for Kukkonen in the slot. Taken away by Penn State, DeMarsico, right wing. Drop pass by Fink and intercepted by Tassie. But then he overskates, so does his teammate Dick. Now it's Fink behind the net. Wheeling pass low right, finds its way to DeMarsico. DeMarsico, right wing, turnaround shot, it went off something, looked like the Badgers Kukkonen, it's loose on the far wall, Tassie tries to clear, failed to do so, tries again, got the job done, picked up by Dick, 2-on-2, Dick across the line, shoots one low, stopped by Sergeyev, and he covers, and then Dick taken down by Shade, fans want a penalty, there will be none forthcoming, 12:21 to go in the second, the Badgers now down 2-1 on Laubach's 12th goal of the season.
I refer back to when the puck was bouncing around before the goal down there. Every so often I have some mental flashbacks, and when I played for the legendary Pat Kelly in the East Coast League, he used